Hello and welcome to the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. Eventually, an owner of a small business will close the business, pass it on to an heir, or sell the business. Our next guest says that no matter the type of transition, there are many blind spots that need to be navigated. John Barnes is a certified financial planner and president and CEO of Pendleton Street Business Advisors in Columbia, and today he's in our studio to help us with this topic. John, welcome.
Thanks, Mike.
Now, out of those three circumstances or situations where a transition occurs for a business owner, which is the more common one that you handle?
By far the most common is a true exit, where the owner has decided they no longer want to be in the business. Again, usually it's because of retirement, and they want to sell the business to a third party. Probably 7 out of 10 clients want to do that. The rest are thinking about a transition within a family or going the distance, as we say, and not taking that outside of the family.
And does sometimes the best avenue happen to be closing the business, going out of business?
Sometimes that is the case, although if a business has been in place for, say, multiple decades, they're typically not going to go out of business. That business is of a size and nature that it would be desirable for someone else to come along and buy it as an investment. Businesses that go out of business probably haven't been open for that long.
Let's go ahead and dive into these blind spots that I mentioned in the introduction. What's the first one?
Probably the first one, and by far the most general one, is that of overconfidence on the business owner's part. They envision this transaction as like any other transaction they've done, like selling a piece of real estate or selling a piece of equipment. It's really anything but that, because they think, well, I've sold things in the past, surely I can do this and it will be a similar process.
And then they have a little bit of an awakening after talking to you?
Sure. I think what we're able to help people understand, at least at first, is that the transition itself is not the end. It's really more of a beginning for them. And to the extent that they've thought about life after the business, we think that helps people formulate a better plan of how to go about transitioning the business, sort of that begin with the end in mind, so to speak, not just focusing on what has to be done in order to get there.
What's the next blind spot?
I think one of the next one in becoming a little more specific to business owners is the fact of I'll always be in control. When a business owner gets to the point where they've decided to let the world know that they'd like to transition their business, at that point when a potential buyer comes along, they find out often very quickly that while they still can decide whether to sell or not, the buyer is going to have various requirements, various reporting, millions and millions of questions, sometimes literally, that they have to answer on the buyer's terms, on the buyer's timetable especially, and all the other things that can influence that decision for a buyer.
It's kind of hard for the business owner who's been there forever to feel like they don't have control.
Very much so. Although we don't hold ourselves out to be this professionally, in a way we sort of act as emotional counselors at times to help people understand that they're, one, not the first person to undergo this, two, that this is a pretty normal part of the process, and that, you know, they're not strange for feeling the pressure or the weight. This is a lot different than I thought it would be. They're not the first person to ever say that, and they're certainly not going to be the last.
We have time for one more. What's another transition situation that the owner doesn't really see in advance?
Yeah, I think the most pertinent one is the fact that they think as the owner that the potential buyer will see exactly what they have seen over the past few decades. And what we mean by that is that the buyer will value the business or things in the business exactly as the current owner does. It doesn't surprise me anymore when a owner is surprised by the fact that a potential buyer sees something as valuable in the business that perhaps the owner overlooked.
Or maybe that the current owner thinks is valuable that the potential buyer doesn't see as valuable.
That happens a lot, where a potential buyer will totally discount, if not financially, certainly in terms of process, what an owner thinks is very valuable. And so what we try to do is help our clients understand, you know, this is what a third party is probably going to find valuable in your business. Let's make sure that is where it needs to be and is most attractive to a potential buyer. Get them over the initial shock of, wow, they think that would be valuable. Yes, they probably will, and here's why. It's sort of like letting someone have a pair of glasses that allows them to see themselves as a buyer would see them.
Well, John, great information. Thanks so much for stopping by our studio today.
Thanks, Mike, for having us.
John Barnes is a certified financial planner, president, and CEO of Pendleton Street Business Advisors in Columbia. We will have a link to his company posted at our webpage so you can learn more. Our address is southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can also hear this show again and connect with us with the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.